All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. June 19th, 2025, a spectacular day here on the East Coast. I hope it's great wherever you were at. We've had some gray days, but the fog is lifted and sunshine is back, and it's too hot now. But no, beautiful day. Went out this morning, went for a nice run, and then jumped in the pool, man. There's nothing better than running and jumping in the pool. I absolutely love it. Laid out a little bit, got a little sunshine, got to get ready to go to work. Living my best life right here today. It's not bad, that's for sure. Went out paddling yesterday. You know, we've had some, our weather's been a little iffy, and so yesterday we were all ready to go paddling, got to the beach, and it was freaking socked in with fog. Weren't sure if we were even going to go out. Went ahead and jumped in the boat, sort of poked our way around along the shore, poked the nose out in the ocean for a little bit. It was very rough. It was, it had intention. It was, you know, my coach likes to, there's a part, you know, where we live, there's, you know, we live in Lewis, and, you know, we have a bay, but there's a wall, and there's a lighthouse out at the wall, and you go around the wall, and as you skirt around the coastline, you know, it's a bay, we call it the Dolphin Pond, and then it just goes around this point, right, and then you're out basically in the ocean. So you have the bay, you have, like, the Delaware River, and you have the ocean all sort of coming together, not exactly in this spot, but in this area. And so we call it the Cabbage Patch. You never know what's going to be going on out there. Sometimes the Cabbage Patch is rough and the ocean is not. Sometimes the ocean is rough, the Cabbage Patch is not. Yesterday, the Cabbage Patch wasn't bad, but the ocean was just, you know, it was, I don't know what I would say it was. It wasn't angry, but it was definitely flexing its muscle. And as you come around the point, you know, waves and ocean currents come from the south, I guess we would say. So they sort of break from left to right. They were breaking left to right yesterday. And it's sort of, I don't know, we go around the point. You can just sort of kind of get up above the waves. And they'd be pulling us in, man. It was like, and you don't want to get in those breaks. That's ocean waves. Those are sort of surfable. They're not too big, but you don't want to get that boat down in there. And it kept pulling us in, and oh man, it was challenging. Finally got out of there, turned around, and then sort of headed back. And it was grateful. We did 12 miles. Coach 11.87. My watch said 12.07, so we're just going to go with 12. Beautiful day. Yeah, just super grateful. It was, you know, and then, you know, to get up today and actually be able to go out and go for a run and then jump in the pool was just pretty awesome.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play.
Can't relax, can't sleep, fed from fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Far, 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 far better. Run, 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 run. You can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again?
psycho killer. Guess you said
Psycho Killer, Alive, Talking Heads. What a great song, great band. But yeah, so just blessed, get to go in the pool and all that, yada, yada, yada. So it is, today is Thursday morning. Went to the meeting last night. A couple interesting things have happened. I think I shared in the podcast the other day that I started to attempt to, right, work with a couple of new people. And I met one guy at the Monday night meeting. He was in there boohooing, and I get it, and I feel bad. Reached out. Oh, so willing, right? We'll do anything, whatever it takes. I'm like, man, all you got to do is call my phone, and I'll see you at the meeting tonight. And that was last night. And, of course, he did not show up to the meeting. Now, I don't know what the reason was. I don't particularly think there is a good reason. But I'm sure he'll have one, or I won't ever talk to this man again, which has happened before. And that's just the, you know, the way this fucking disease, this spiritual imbalance, this addiction does us dirty. And, you know, he's in there crying, being a bad example to his children, saying all the key, the trigger words, right? Children, bad example, all, you know, all the things that we, you know, of course, none of us want to be is a bad example or, you know, an embarrassment to our children. And, you know, he didn't want to be that. And then when he shared, I was like, man, that's fucking heartbreaking. And so, of course, like I said, I reached out. Talked to him yesterday, a little combative. I won't say, you know, just, you know, a lot of, it is interesting when you talk or when I talk to somebody that is new, I mean, talking like never, you know, maybe tried a couple times with no success, but the narrative of the conversation is always about how it is everybody else's fault. And I, you know, it's crazy, you know. And I talked to him yesterday, and he had this issue because somebody hadn't done something which he was counting on, and they should know at his level he should be able to get that kind of thing. And he was upset, right? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm like, yeah, I get it, man. That sucks. And, you know, sometimes things don't go our way. I think today I probably tried to take a hard look at when I have expectations of things going my way. And definitely I try to figure out how important it is. Sometimes I don't really realize it until it happens or doesn't happen, right? But, you know, just new recovery. It was just, I was like, yeah, man, sounds good. I wouldn't worry about it. You know, stay in the day. That was yesterday, all this shit, you know, trying to keep it simple and easy to manage. And I said I would see him tonight at the meeting. That was last night, and he did not show up. And I haven't heard from him today, and so I'm just going to assume. And, you know, when I talked to him yesterday, I said, I don't care, honestly, about how much you drink. I said, I don't care how bad your life has gotten. I want you to call my phone every day. And when the voices show up to tell you that you shouldn't, that's what I want to talk about. Because to me, that is the battle. That is the spiritual malady. That is the demons. And, you know, I don't think people realize that. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. So, you know, him not calling, him not going to the meeting, could be for 100,000 different reasons, right? But, you know, probably a voice started saying, you know, you didn't do this, you can't go to this meeting, you can't make the phone call, and it's a shame. So we'll cross our fingers and hope he does okay. Hopefully we hear from him, but could be another one down. But that's just the way it goes. I went to the meeting last night, the Wednesday night meeting, my home group, and a buddy of mine celebrated 1 year. He actually celebrated on Friday the 13th, which I thought was pretty funny. But he celebrated a year, And it was fantastic. And he had celebrated a year before. I think he got to 14 months and decided to drink. And, you know, he didn't say that he thought it was important that he drink, right? I think he just, you know, I drank after 5 years, and I say it was the best thing I ever did. I don't know if he felt that way, but, you know, I think it gave him a different perspective. Got a different sponsor. You know, there was a couple of things he said. He said the first time he hadn't had the spiritual awakening, now he has. That's what he's giving credit to, getting to this point a year. And I think, you know, I guess that's fine. The spiritual awakening, I think, hasn't really, I think it happened at like year 12, right? And the spiritual awakening for me today is it's so, I'm so spiritually awoken that it's really sometimes quite painful and quite inconvenient, because when situations do come up and they're not great, I am forced to fix them. Or if I don't, then it's like, I'll never forget when I was probably 16, 17, and we went out into the, we were drinking, doing some of that drinking, and went out into the desert with my buddy Ken, my boss, right? It was me, I don't know who it was, a couple of guys I work with, and my buddy Ken, and we were drunk, and he took out this big Colt 45, giant silver long barrel bazooka, and we went out into the desert and shot it, and I'll never forget, I shot that thing, no ear protection, boom, and my freaking ears were ringing, and you can't escape it. You can't put your head under the pillow. You can't turn on music. It's just there. And that's sort of how my life is today, through this spiritual awakening, right? Because when things do get weird or wonky, my ears start ringing, right? That intuitive starts going off, that God talk, that, you know, that shame and guilt just don't turn off until I fix it. Just like the ringing didn't turn off in my ears until I mean, really, it just took time. I thought maybe I'd permanently destroyed my ears. They probably aren't perfect today, but they did stop ringing. But when I'm in that spiritual pocket of God, and I do something stupid, you know, it just doesn't go away until I fix it. And that's the spiritual awakening today. I never had that before. Right, I could absolutely, sober, not sober, do things that were good or bad and be perfectly content with them, no ringing. And today it's not that way. And now I really, you know, and I really experienced that. The most eye-opening, latest experience was with my buddy Jim, and then I called him a motherfucker. Man, my ears are ringing. Bee! I'm like, okay, all right, shut up already. And I just, it was like, fine, I'm going to have to call him. And now, you know, I have to think about everything I'm going to say. I don't want to ever get back into that place. And so the spiritual awakening has happened, and now I have to be, I'm held accountable, really, is what it comes down to. So, you know, his journey's his journey. He's doing well. I'm proud. I'm definitely proud of him, happy for him. You know, I'm happy for his family, anybody around him. I mean, whatever we can get, right? Even though he drank after 14 months, I said, you didn't throw it away. You still learned. It's funny, the biggest problem I came into this program with was my ego. And it's funny how we give out these coins of time that totally feed ego, right? You know, I know people that, you know, they probably drank or drugged and you know, never confessed because they didn't want to give up that coin. So it's I say, we experience a lot of cool stuff, you know, one day at a time. And then, unfortunately, some of us pick up. But if we get right back in, we can still take that with us. You know, so it was cool. It was interesting, though, because his topic was, what is your favorite step? And I was like, and I didn't even share last night. I just listened, let everybody else, you know, share. I don't have to share all the time. But I was thinking about what my share would be if I had shared. And, you know, one person said their favorite step was the fourth step. No, the fifth step. Another person said their favorite step was the 12th step, working with other people. A lady said her favorite step was the third step. So it really made me think about it. You know, of course, the vanilla answer is I love all the steps. Each step, I think, is important. But I was really trying to think which step really helped me move from one thing to another, especially when I was completely oblivious, right? and I would have to probably say, I mean, you know, the second step, which I've sort of been talking about, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. You know, that has been, you know, a huge step, right? Understanding this relationship with the higher power, a God of my understanding, and I came to that understanding through the experience, right? I went through the experience, experienced it, and have a new understanding. And that's sort of, you know, this, you know, the ringing in the ears. That's my new understanding. The understanding is I have to be really good. And if I'm not, I'm not going to be able to avoid not making an amends or changing my ways, because if I don't, it just isn't going to, it's just like a pit bull, man. It just torments me. And so I think that's been, you know, for better or for worse. I mean, I definitely don't want to drink and I want to live a better life. And so this is part of what I get, you know, this is the the next level. So I'd say the second step has been really cool. The third step, I think, as far as really, because what the third step, I think, allowed me to do was to start to make better choices and start to rejoice in them, right? I can also say that for a long time, I read the third step and didn't quite understand what the fuck it meant in the first place. You know, turn our will and our lives over to the care of a God of our, no, God of our understanding, right? What is that? What is, because it's number two is came to believe. What's three? I know it's made to turn our will and our lives over to, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of a God as we understood him. Right. Yeah. So we, you know, came to believe in a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And then sort of live in it. Right. And that's the third step. And, you know, I didn't really understand the third step until I read listened to the Joe and Charlie tapes and he explained it. And once he explained it, I was like, wow. You know, this is, I wish it was explained to me like that in the first place, because this is really the beginning of, one, building a relationship with God of my understanding, right? Making better choices. You know, just a decision to go to a meeting, right, is part of the third step, because we could choose not to, right? And so I think the third step allowed me to come into this program, come to meetings, be part of something, and get a little bit better and not even realize it. I think the third step allows me to start making better choices that are more in the pocket of God. And in turn, I think I'm starting to build a relationship with God, and I didn't quite understand that either. If you had said, listen, do this, and it's going to build your relationship with God, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'd be like, okay, cool. And I'd be so excited and willing and wanting that I don't know if it would be able to, you know. You can't seek God. Self can't seek God. You will never find him, right? So the third step's been fantastic. The fourth step's awesome because, you know, the moral inventory, you know, it's tough. There's a lot of fear around the fourth and fifth step, but it doesn't have to be. It's not a punishing program. You know, the sixth step is great for learning about our character defects. I was completely unaware of a lot of them, so it was really good. The seventh step to me is the stuff that I do privately. You know, that is, I've talked about it plenty, right? You know, being that for flipping off people in the car, you know, talking shit while I'm driving about other people. It's like, it doesn't need to happen. I think it's, for me at least, and this could be wrong, but It's the beginning of a worse character defect, right? You know, if I'm mumbling under my breath about somebody while I'm driving, is that going to be the beginning of me one day actually saying something to somebody's face that isn't very nice? I don't know. But, you know, I'm definitely taking a look at it, right? So those are great. You know, 8 and 9, if, you know, 10, awesome, right? Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. You know, I did that for a long time, and then I had to add, you know, don't do it again. So, and then, of course, 11, through thought, prayer and meditation is awesome. And then the 12th step, you know, working with others. You know, it's, they're all important. It is a freaking journey. So I think it's sort of an unfair topic, because I don't believe that the steps were actually originally the steps. I think it was more of a story, right? You know, and then they just sort of broke up the story into steps and into numbers. I may be wrong about that, but I think that there's, the story was originally a story and not 12 steps. So, anyway, I might be wrong about that. I wonder, let's ask ChatGPT. Let's see what this thing says. My buddy Chat. Let's see. Okay. Was the 12 steps of AA originally a story and then broken into steps? Mm-hmm. Yes. The 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, did originally evolve out of a personal story, specifically experience of Bill Wilson, one of AA's co-founders. Here's how it unfolded. The origins, the story before the steps. In the 1930s, Bill Wilson was a struggling alcoholic who found sobriety through spiritual experience and the support of the Oxford Group, a Christian fellowship. He began helping others, including Bob Smith, who became the second founding member of AA. Initially, there was no structured program. It was just a story shared, how one alcoholic helped another by sharing experience, strength, and hope. These early accounts emphasized spiritual surrender, honesty, restitution, and service to others, turning the story into steps. By 1938, with AA gaining traction, Bill W. began writing Alcoholics Anonymous, commonly called the Big Book. To offer a clear path, he distilled the process of recovery into what became the 12 steps. Bill later said that if he had known how widespread AA would become, he might have written fewer steps. But at the time, he aimed to codify the spiritual principles that had worked for him and others. Summary timeline, 1934-37, Bill and Bob stay sober and help others by sharing personal stories to former steps. 38, Bill writes the Big Book. Shit. Bill writes Big Book, drafts the 12 steps based on his experience in Oxford Group principles. So, yes, the 12 steps started as a narrative of personal information and were later organized into a structured guide to help others. Yeah, so, yeah, it's a journey. It's a journey. And but, you know, it's fine. Have a favorite step. That's cool. But for me, I would have to probably say the third step, I think, was most helpful. And I think it did a lot of work for me. Did a lot of work in helping me build a relationship with God and become a better person, just trying to follow a step. And that to me was pretty cool. So, all right, let's see, what's our time here? Oh, our time's, well, it's not great. Let's see, let's do the daily reflections. I had a guy reach out to me. It's so funny. You know, I don't post this on YouTube or anything. I don't make any money on this podcast. I think playing the music would nullify any sort of money to be made because it's copyright infringement, I'm sure. But, you know, I just sit down and do this podcast and post it on wherever it goes. And there's always this guy that freaking has to make a comment about, you know, it's all politics, right? This guy, it's always about RFK. I mentioned that, you know, RFK, you know, had said that when he was working, when he came into the program and was asked to do the second step, the guy said, just do it and fake it till you make it. Well, this guy texts me. He's like, oh, I may have worked for RFK. It just really upset. And I'm like, dude, he's really he's against vaccines and stuff. Oh, man. And but man, he comes. But it's funny because he must listen to the podcast. So, hey, man, thanks for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it because there's no other way he could. He must listen to every single podcast because there's no way he would know that I mentioned RFK. And that's a trigger for him. He doesn't like RFK. I guess he thinks we should all have a lot of vaccines and stuff and not ask questions. But yeah. So to that guy, thanks, Dan. I think his name is Dan. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you're not. I guess maybe you're an alcoholic. You know, and the third step, Dan, would help you, right? That's where we start making decisions. We choose to not do things like write negative comments and yell at people, right? Where we could just not do that, and then we don't have to worry about pissing people off. I've sort of become used to it. I actually think it's kind of cool that I have one guy that really lets me have it. But to Dan, we say thank you. The third step, buddy, you can choose not to write the comment, and that would be more in the path of God instead of writing the comment and being hateful, and that's more in the pocket of the devil, Dan. So check that step out. All right, let me see. Let me read the Daily Reflections. And by the way, Dan, I appreciate you listening. Thank you, man. All right, Daily Reflections. Dun-dun-dun. Oh, AA Regeneration, June 19th. Such is the paradox of AA. Regeneration, strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness, the loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Yeah. Such a paradox of AA, regeneration, strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness, the loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Yeah, you know, I always say ego devastation, complete humiliation. Right? That is the key to opening the window for hopefully we can jump through, right? An act of providence, forcing the devil out. But yeah, AA Comes of Age, page 46. 1,000 Beatings by John Barleycorn did not encourage me to admit defeat. I believed it was my moral obligation to conquer my enemy friend. At my first AA meeting, I was blessed with the feeling that it was all right to admit defeat to a disease which had nothing to do with my moral fiber. I knew instinctively that I was in the presence of a great love when I entered the doors of AA. With no effort on my part, I became aware that to love myself was good and right, as good had intended. My feelings set me free. Where my thoughts had held me in bondage, I am grateful. Yes. Yes, I don't really know what that just said, but check it out. I hope everyone has a great day. And, oh shit, where's we at? Yeah, I hope everyone has a great day. And thanks for letting me share, and I'll catch you later. Bye.